You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to the program. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned to Chosen Generation Radio. I got to tell you, if you're going to hear thunder and lightning in the background, we have got a huge, good old-fashioned Texas storm blowing through up here where I live, up above San Antonio. But I think we're going to keep all of our connections in place, so hopefully we'll get through all of this. It is my sincere pleasure, of course, always to welcome Rick Manning as my co-host to the program, President of Americans for Limited Government. He's with me twice a week, and it is my even greater privilege to welcome to the program. And this is somebody, you know, I got a chance to meet Jim Jordan not long after my car accident, and that was really a thrill. Chip Roy is my congressman, but Mr. Meadows, you have been a hero to me in how you have fought for our constitutional rights and liberties in Washington, D.C. And, of course, I know the people in North Carolina, where we broadcast across the Truth Broadcasting Network, love you to death. Mark Meadows, welcome to the program.
Well, it's great to be with you, and I love them to death. But really, this is a time to make sure we reengage and that we stand up for liberty, religious liberty, but all kinds of liberties to make sure that our Constitution is, even though it's under attack, that we actually stand up in defense of it. And it's great to be with you and my good friend Rick Manning. Obviously, these are interesting times, but a good day to rejoice with the results that came out of Virginia, due in no small part to a number of people that are tuned in right now, and certainly the hard work of Rick Manning and others.
Well, and a lot of our listeners have listened to us there in Richmond, Virginia as well, and we want to just give them great appreciation and kudos for getting out and voting and supporting Glenn Youngkin and also Winsome Sears. And, you know, it was really quite ridiculous to watch the major news broadcasting folks. And by the way, I got a chance to see you, I believe it was on Newsmax last night, right? You were on Newsmax last night?
I was on Newsmax and Fox both, but I was on Newsmax a lot longer. You know, I did the early shift and the late shift, and that's why my voice is a little groggy this morning as we were watching. We were trying to make sure that you know, these election results actually stood and that it wasn't stolen. And we've worked very hard with Rick and others on election integrity in the state of Virginia. And we were actually working on a handbook to make sure that those that are listening in, if they want to stay involved like the people from the great Commonwealth of Virginia did, we would love to send a handbook, election integrity infrastructure handbook, to so many. And it's not a partisan book. It's just one about making sure that it is easy to vote but hard to cheat.
And how do they get that book, Mark? How would they where do they need to go to make that happen? Because I'm all about action here on Chosen Generation Radio.
I can tell. So if they will go to cpi.org and just make a request, obviously this is something that we worked with Rick and a number of our state and local and national partners to do, but we felt like it was important to have this handbook that could be given out essentially for, in fact, it is given out for free to actually help make sure that that people that have concern about election integrity know what to do at their local precinct. I did that in North Carolina. I can tell you I was in a Democrat county. When you get people involved, what happens is the values of the people on Main Street actually start to resonate. And it is critically important. So for all the listeners that are out there, it is time for you to stay engaged. And even if you think it doesn't matter, you never know what your involvement may be. I'll say real quickly, Greg.
Sure.
I showed up for a precinct meeting when I moved to North Carolina. I was the only one at that precinct meeting. And so I became the chairman of the precinct very quickly. You know, I was able to garner that one vote. And yet, from there, got actively involved and, you know, ultimately ran for Congress and ended up being chief of staff. So you never know what the next day may hold if you're willing to engage. And for me, it was just about showing up, making sure that my voice was going to be heard. You know, I'm a evangelical, and I believe that you know, our Judeo-Christian values were under attack, and yep. So that's why I got involved. And so it is critically important that everybody does that.
Well,
Mark, let me just ask you about in Virginia in particular. We know that in Albemarle County, which is where University of Virginia is, pretty liberal part of the state, the registrar of voters there complained because. In 2020, there wasn't a single election judge on the Republican side there. A single election judge in a state that was a target state. But in 2021, people got trained, people got involved, and they became election judges. And suddenly, they're complaining because we've got these election judges everywhere, and they're getting in the way of the process. Well, you know what? Americans stood up and said, this is important. If there's a saving grace out of all that stuff that happens, if Americans stand up and say, I'm going to be involved to make sure the process is clean and true, we win, we lose, but let's do it fair. When Americans stand up and do that, you end up with county registrars complaining because there's people there who are actually making sure that the election integrity is upheld. And people are involved. That's what can happen around the country. And that's why your booklet's so important, which is at cpi.org. Right. It's so important to get involved now.
Yeah, and let
me just, it's interesting you say that, Rick. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, I just want to validate also, Mark, what you were saying, and for those that are listening that are saying, well, you know, what about, you know, separation of church and state, and where do Christians lie in all of this? Psalm 94:16 says, who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? Folks, read Psalm 94 if you want some motivation for what Mark has done, what Rick has done, what I do, what we do here on this program. Go right ahead, Mark, please.
No, I think that what Rick was pointing out is actually people being involved. And when you look at it being involved in Virginia, in terms of poll workers in previous elections, it's probably been about 30%. I think that we had approximately 90% of the precincts covered during yesterday's election. And so it just shows when they start complaining about the fact that people are showing up and getting involved in the civics of our country, that's a good day for America because, listen, accountability is something that has to happen. And we did that in North Carolina, but I'm here to tell you that this is a critical day because we see that America showed up at the election place, and everybody's going to try to spin it a million different ways, but this is all about Americans showing up to let their voice be heard.
And so important, again, Mark, let's because I know you're going to have to go in just a couple of minutes, let's pivot over to your book that you have written, The Chief's Chief. Talk to me about what you saw happening in the White House. I had Dr. Peter Navarro on just the other day, and he was talking about some of the challenges that the president faced, in working, and in spite of that, still getting so much accomplished from a policy perspective. Can you speak to that, and will folks kind of get an idea of some of those challenges as they read your book?
Well, they will. I can tell you the left is trying to cancel us out. So anybody who can go in and pre-order The Chief's Chief, I would greatly appreciate it because this is a positive book. I talk a little bit about my faith. I talk a lot about President Trump and how he was able to accomplish things in spite of having a great adversary, not just in the media, but within the West Wing and within the administration. And so I bring you inside the Oval Office and actually pull back the curtains and say, this is how he did it. I tell a lot of stories that only you can get in this book. But more importantly, how a president was willing to, you know, there were a lot of people, a lot of listeners who were maybe not fans of Donald Trump. He wasn't their first choice in terms of a presidential candidate. And yet he became the most pro-Israel, the most pro-life president that has ever served in the Oval Office on a number of issues that are important to us. And so I bring you inside how those decisions were made and the battles and how the courage that it shows. And so I'm hopeful that everybody will find that it's a good read. I think they'll enjoy it. But mainly I want to send a message to the left. You can't cancel out what is true and right.
Chief's Chief, and you can get a pre-order of it at Amazon. Just want to make sure we get that plugged in there. Very, very important because it's important to understand President Trump from the perspective of someone that was, again, that was there fighting and battling on the inside for him, the Chief's Chief. And you can support our ministry, Faith Harvest Church, by going to Smile Amazon. Go ahead, Rick, real quick.
Yeah, I'm normally not someone to give Jeff Bezos my money, but the moving up the chart on Amazon is very, very important to selling books. And this book needs to get a lot of exposure. People need to get it. And so move it up the charts. Go to Amazon. Buy it for a friend. You know, buy one for yourself. Buy one for a friend. This is an important book. And it's important to support Mr. Meadows. He's done a great job. And he's continuing to do a great job. Let's buy his book.
The Chief's
Chief.
Thank you both.
Thank you,
Amazon.
Rick. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up after this.
It's a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I just thought real quick, Zach Voorhees is with us. Zachary Voorhees, he's the Google whistleblower. He kicks things off with us tomorrow. We'll also have a representative from Landmark Legal Foundation will be with us. We'll talk about some of the cases that are coming up, including the situation, the case in particular for the Second Amendment. And then Kay Rubicek is back with us tomorrow, and she's going to talk to us about her story and how her family fled to escape communism in three different countries, including China. And she is the director, of course, of Finding Courage, a movie that I strongly recommend that you get, that exposes the CCP and the brutal genocidal treatment of Falun Gong. And then Raymond Arroyo is with us tomorrow to close things out. Look forward to having Raymond on the program with us for the first time. So big show for you tomorrow. Rick Manning is my guest. Rick, Virginia was, I think it's a much bigger deal than people might realize. I remember the days when I 20 years ago, I guess it was, that Virginia was, kind of a, you could kind of count on Virginia to be a relatively conservative place, but that has dramatically changed. And to sweep the governorship, the lieutenant governor, and now it looks like the attorney general as well, that is a really big deal.
Yeah, it is. And what's really amazing about it is the issue of critical race theory was at the center of this sweep. And let me just tell you who the people of Virginia elected. They elected a white male as governor. They elected a black female with a story that people just have to look at. Winston Sears' story. You just have to look at her bio. It's a great story. As the lieutenant governor, and they elected a Latino male as the attorney general. So if you want to sit there and say, which is the party's diversity in a world where the Republicans opposed critical race theory, which says blacks and Hispanics can't compete equally. We have to give them all a leg up. And the whites are bad people, evil at their core, and need to be suppressed. That's critical race theory.
Yep.
The people of Virginia voted for the opportunity society and the dream that Martin Luther King laid out, that we're all created equal. Okay? The dream that actually that comes directly from the Bible, where Paul writes very clearly that we are all equal. We are equal. Slave, neither slave nor free.
Mm-hmm.
Gentile or Jew. Mm-hmm. We are equal. So this is a biblical principle. Martin Luther King reiterated it. And the people of Virginia voted for it yesterday, and that's what's so great about this.
And we're not, you know, and it's interesting. I heard a commentator today, you know, say, yeah, they said it was a right-wing sweep, you know, these right-wingers. Hey, you know what? Yes, okay. Look, they're the ones that have defined what right-wing is. So let me explain what they have defined. Right-wing is Christian, biblical, constitutional, believes in the Declaration of Independence, believes in the tenets of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and equality for all, and a nation, as Glenn Youngkin said last night, a nation under God, not under man, where God is the one that gives every individual, red, brown, yellow, black, and white, male and female, every individual their rights, their freedoms, and their liberties. So if that's right wing, if that's the definition, and that is, Rick, their definition of right wing, then bring it on. Bring it on. Well, because I believe that most Americans believe exactly what I just said.
That is where, that essentially, they define right wing as being middle America. And the things that a vast majority of Americans believe, the Democrats have gotten the hubris now to start telling the truth about what they believe, and it's the opposite of that. But, you know, the thing that's interesting, there's a political fallout from all this, and that is that the Democrats in the House now have a massive problem in terms of the Biden reconciliation bill, because the progressives got stronger yesterday, and the so-called moderates, although they're really far left, the slightly less socialist Democrats got weaker. Terry McAuliffe was a candidate of the Clinton wing of the party. He wasn't a candidate of the socialist wing. And this is they got weaker based on some local elections that occurred around the country. And so now the Senate has a reconciliation bill that's $1.75 trillion as opposed to $3.5 trillion. And the progressive wing, the socialist wing of the Democratic Party in the House, which is about 95 members, doesn't want it. And the people who are the slightly less progressive wing of the Democratic Party, who are all vulnerable to lose and know they're going to lose if they keep the same course, are now trapped because they can't go with $3.5 trillion. They have to go with the Manchin compromise. And Nancy Pelosi, I don't know how she puts the pieces together to get a majority of the votes. So they now have a House of Representatives problem, and that is really good for America.
Well, and my look at it is if they, again, you know, if they succumb to and try to push through these progressive concepts, they are getting unpacked. I mean, there is absolutely no question that these things are getting further and further unpacked. And so as a direct result of that, people are beginning to look at this and say, wait. They want to do what? They're trying to do what? People are not buying this, Rick. They're just not buying it.
And then if you just want to take one thing, you can take the universal pre-K funding. The revolt in Virginia was about the education system and the denial of, by the left, that parents should have involvement in it. And so the Democrats' answer in the reconciliation bill is to have the federal government fund education for people two and up. Okay? So they want to take your kid, and it's not good enough to get them when they're five. They want to get them into their indoctrination system when they're 2 years old.
Yeah.
And tell the parents, you have nothing, you don't have a say-so in this. Leave it to the child development specialist. Well, if you won't trust your five-year-old with them, you sure as heck shouldn't trust your two-year-old with them. And that's just a fact. But that's what they're going to be pushing. And I think as Americans look at that, they say, I don't really trust them to educate my kid at all. I certainly don't want to give them my two-year-old, my toddler, and remove a parental influence from my toddler. So it's going to be, you know, a lot of their ideas that sounded okay or, you know, kind of soft and easy to sell are now much harder for them to get away with because Americans are paying attention and they no longer trust the Democrat establishment and the teachers unions to have carte blanche control over the minds of their children.
Well, and you know, as you're mentioning that, I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that, again, you know, they did this shutdown and they forced everybody to stay home. They forced everybody to not be able to go to work. Kids had to stay at home. All the curriculum had to come home. They had to look at these things online. And so parents started reading their kids' books, which they had been, see, they'd been able to protect this, ladies and gentlemen. They didn't let you watch what the kids were being taught. You weren't allowed to go into your classroom anymore and see what the teacher was indoctrinating your kid to believe. Now, all of a sudden, you're seeing this. And Americans do have a set of values. There may be some disconnects and things in certain areas, but the bottom line is that you still have a lot of people that are saying they're Christian, Rick. 65-70% of the country is claiming a form of Christianity. What's being taught in the schools doesn't align. We're out of time. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio tomorrow. Stay tuned for your favorite program.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.